Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, Ralston police have arrested a man for second-degree murder. It stems from an accident that happened in late June. Police were called to a garage where a man had crashed his truck into the structure, and then about a garage or two down, they found another body. Well, after doing an autopsy, they realized that there was a connection between the two and that the two men had fought earlier and had had an altercation where the suspect ran his truck into the deceased. So now it's all coming to light, and this guy has been brought into custody. He's facing charges of second-degree murder and use of a weapon to commit a felony, and I'm assuming that that means his truck that he
used. People are so violent, man. It's like, what?
I don't know,
justify it going to that level unless, I don't know.
I don't know.
Defending your family against a madman coming in.
They didn't know each other at all. I mean, that was the other thing. They didn't know each other. Apparently, the suspect was like packing up to go on a fishing trip. And somehow these two had words, and then next
like
thing
road
you know,
rage.
That's all it takes.
People can't handle, you know, I don't know, tough moments. No, it's it, bro.
Yeah. Out.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, people just take a breath. I was leaving Stir Cove not long ago, and I was just totally getting handed by some drunk guy driving. He kept cutting me off and driving down the one. I mean, he was just awful, but my blood was boiling, and I could feel rage coming. And I took a deep breath and said, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
Did it work?
Yes, it did. But I went home and punched a tree.
There you go. That tree's like, hey.
You know, just breathe. Take a deep breath.
That was a John Denver song, Punch a Tree.
Oh, really?
Punch a tree for your tomorrow. Punch a tree. That's why they're there. It's a strange
misremembering
program. It didn't go a lot of places. They're like,
no.
Hit trees. I don't get it, John Denver. Go fly your plane.
Oh.
Hey, we miss you, sir.
What? Fremont could soon be home to the world's largest YMCA. The Dillon Family YMCA and Aquatic Center is planning to facilitate around 11,000 members and more than 3,000 swimmers. The centerpiece is this state-of-the-art facility is an Olympic-sized pool. 12 lap lanes, stadium-sized seating. Construction started this month. It's expected to wrap up in January 2018. But that's a pretty sizable YMCA.
Can you get yourself?
YMCA.
Can you get a hot meal?
At the YMCA? You know, that's interesting. I wonder if they conduct that anymore. It used to be.
Yeah, they have the buffet there. I think at the Y.
Mm-hmm. This week, thousands
What else do they offer? The meal?
The Y.
You can get yourself a meal.
You can get a good meal. And I don't know.
You know what? If John Denver would have sung that song, we would have remembered. You can get yourself clean. You can have a good meal. You can do whatever you feel.
At the YMCA.
At the YMCA. It's fun to say at the YMCA. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. YMCA.
Well, because some places, the people live there.
What?
They have everything for you men to enjoy.
Yeah.
You can hang out with all the boys. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. Especially the world's largest YMCA. So.
Yeah, wow.
In Chicago, down off of Michigan Avenue, the YMCA there, it's like an apartment complex. It's like, you know, I mean, it's for transient sort of. I mean, it's like the song says, you can get a hot meal. You can get yourself clean and get a hot meal. I mean,
okay.
It's sort of like, take yourself off the streets, dust yourself off, try to get yourself straight. This week, thousands of golf fans are going to head to the Pinnacle Bank Championship at Indian Creek. Tournament play starts Thursday, runs through Sunday. 156 golfers, 72 holes of golf. The purse size is sitting at $600,000.
And there's a neat story in the paper today about this Nebraska NU junior who played in the Indian Creek Invitational, which was Sunday. And that's always, they do a deal where it's just a tournament and whoever wins gets the last like ticket in.
Yeah, that's
so this kid's pretty excited. He won. He's a junior at UNL and he won the Indian Creek Invitational, like had a hot game. So he got a trophy, a $750 credit, and he's in. He's in the web.com, so he's going to be out there probably shaking in his shoes.
Does it say his score by chance?
It does, but I don't have it.
Okay, all right. Well, good for him, man. It's going to be a great weekend.
Hopefully the weather won't be too crazy hot.
It will be.
It will be.
Will be.
We will adjust,
yes,
man.
All right.
You'll get the
Nebraska
water rag or whatever the hell those things are.
Oh, the cool rags?
Yeah, the cool rags. That'll help you. It really will, I think.
The Nebraska Athletic Department is giving fans an opportunity to see the newest addition to Memorial Stadium. It's all part of Football Fan Day coming up on July 29th. They're debuting that huge Husker Vision North. It's that screen. They're going to be showing a movie Saturday, July 29th. They haven't released the name of the title, but it's going to be like a family movie night. So I would imagine it would be something family friendly.
Or football-y, like Remember the Titans.
Yeah. Or like Rudy. Something kind of, you know, maybe, who knows? All we know is that in addition to the new Husker Vision North screen, ribbon boards were replaced with full-length displays. They, you know, so it's read out throughout the game. But it's going to be a fun deal. Free popcorn will be provided, and they're going to have a whole nice.
Isn't it funny to go back and think that the jerk quarterback in the movie Rudy was Vince Vaughn?
Yeah.
Like, what if they would have gone back and shot that now and made him sort of fast talking Trent?
I'd like it more.
Listen here, Rudy, I'm trying to get you laid here, pal.
I mean, I would like it more.
It was John Favreau, Vince Vaughn,
that was
and one of the Hobbits. What's his face?
Yeah, Sean Astin.
Sean Astin.
So, yeah, Fan Day, it'll be held from 6 to 8. Fans can meet and greet Nebraska football players, coach, staff. Preseason practice starts July 30th, so the next day.
What day is it?
Man. July 29th is Fan Day.
Oh, my God.
It's right next, around the corner.
So a week from this Saturday.
Yeah.
No. TikTok, everybody.
Go sweat in the heat and imagine what it's like if it was a game.
I've never been on the field before.
They might as well call that Super Fan Day.
Yeah. No kidding.
Got no life fan day.
Those are the ones where you know who your super Husker fan friends are, where you're like, geez, I'm a fan, but how did you even know about that?
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden they'll Facebook out some deal where they're in the stadium. Yeah. And you're like, how did you even know?
I'm a super fan.
Super.
I mean, I got buddies that used to show up. I mean, they know where they practice, you know, so they'll be.
Oh, really? I never thought
of that. They'll be bird dogging some perch on a building. There's a lot of freaks that find that. And they follow every minute of the team. Maybe not anymore. I mean,
is there practices?
Is fanatical anymore.
As back in the day, yeah.
When we were winning national championships.
When we were winning. Yeah.
So Netflix yesterday, their stock surged over 10% after the company reported a huge boost in subscribers. They blew past even their own expectations for this last quarter, adding millions of new subscribers between April and June. The movie streaming giant added over 5 million new customers during that second quarter. It's the first time the company reported that it has more subscribers outside the U.S. than in it. And it also said the revenue is up. But this is the crazy thing. The company had predicted to only add 3.2 million and they blew away their own estimates. So Netflix subscriber base is over 100 million worldwide.
If they shed viewers, look, so everybody's cutting. And I would like to know what the numbers, how many people added HBO in anticipation of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, HBO Go and HBO Now.
HBO's the original Netflix idea, which is why Netflix would say, hey, House of Cards is coming out, and everybody goes and gets a Netflix subscription.
But were they streaming it on HBO.com? Because their website crashed because of... I wonder if they were. They must have been.
Their new website couldn't handle the traffic. And that was the whole thing, is that Game of Thrones ended up being a huge moment for HBO. Yeah. I guess it drew 10.1 million viewers, and that's up 27% from last year's debut. So the Game of Thrones is definitely paying off for them. This is the funny thing, though. Most of the new Netflix viewers were from overseas. Only 1.1 million were from the U.S. But they were saying that even that number could be low because they say 21% of young adults say that they watch Netflix using somebody else's account. And Netflix says they don't care. Password sharing's okay. That's according to the CEO. Netflix CEO has said password sharing is okay. But that raises the question of, you know, how much money they're losing on account of the fact that they don't have, you know, that income when 21% of people are like, oh, yeah, I just share with mom and dad.
Well, they're probably let's get them hooked. You know, like the old drug ads where the guy's handing them out to, be an adult, hand them to a kid. Hey, kid, give this away. When they come back, charge him. Remember that was the old deal?
Yes.
It's like they're smart enough to know that everybody could get hooked on the free stuff.
Give it away.
Once you got it in your vein and you got that itch,
you'll pay. Have it.
Then they start charging. Because some of the other guys aren't as laid back with the password sharing.
No. How about Hulu? Yeah. I'm not familiar. I know what Hulu is, but is that even on the radar of anything anymore?
Well, Hulu is seems good like it's for cord cutters. Yeah. I mean, if you're a cord cutter, think about this. If you're a cord cutter and you don't have a DVR anymore, right? Yeah. Hulu allows you the benefit of like, I don't have to DVR that. I can just go to Hulu and watch all my shows because it's like hooked up to all the networks.
I had it. So then it's you can watch a lot of network television.
Oh, network television.
I don't.
NCIS and all your local shows. Gosh, you get that all the time. But I had a subscription for a while, never used it. I gave the password to my mom. She apparently got rid of it. I guess.
Yeah. I bet Hulu got a big bump, though, with The Handmaid's Tale, because the only way you could watch it was if you had a Hulu account.
That's what you got to do. You have to.
That was sort of like a House of Cards moment for them.
But here's what everybody's saying about Netflix now, or I've noticed personally, that now, which is what we saw was going to happen. Now, since they produce lots of first-run programming, Netflix really has to beat their own drum when they put out one of their shows, even if it sucks. So they have super high standard right now. You think, oh, well, everything on Netflix is House of Cards. Well, they're going to start being like every network. You still got to support your dog shows.
Absolutely.
You hoped it was going to be good. You put money behind it and you're like, eh.
Yeah.
I mean, so they're starting to do things like any network does. Really promote something. Oh, new release. You got to get it. I don't know if you guys have noticed that.
Sometimes. I have. Oh, yeah.
It's starting to be some of it's hit or miss.
Well,
they've already canceled a bunch of first run stuff that they were pushing back in the spring. I mean, they already came out and like that was it.
But I mean, like movies. Remember, Netflix now backs first run movies, like their own content.
Well, I noticed on the smart television now is that what I have, because before I did a Roku thing, but now it's just on top of the screen, just a big screen pops in what they're pushing, and it'd be two or three of them. You know, all the things I'm not interested in.
We're such a nation of shows. That's what we do. Yeah. We watch shows. What do you guys do? What is an American?
We watch shows.
We watch shows and we put stuff in our mouth while we watch the shows.
Yes. We are that.
Channel 94.1.
Check this out.
More of what you listen for.
Gets me laughing every morning. Funny. The music.
This is my station. I never listen to anything else.
This is a Big Party Morning Show.
All right, 402-938-9400. The high today is just going to be reflective of summer, actually. This is that song you're talking about. It's Plant a Tree.
Plant a tree for your tomorrow. It's your tree that clears the air.
Oh, so at no point during the song does it say hit a tree.
No.
It's plant a tree. Plant okay, a tree. Well, I mean, now, then duly noted.
Was this already one of his hits? So I wonder if people even know who this man was. This is John Denver. His genre was considered country folk.
Yep.
It's what they call it now. But, I mean, this stuff used to get played on the radio.
Yes.
Like, this was mainstream stuff that our parents were listening to when we were kids.
Well, they probably remember the Rocky Mountain High is the song that...
And Take Me Home, Country Road.
Take Me Home, Country Road,
Rocky Mountain High, Colorado. Jeez, think how popular he would be now with legal weed.
Yes.
And he passed away when he was pretty young because he... not super young, but... Still too young.
Young enough, yeah.
He flew experimental planes, and so he died in a little plane crash. But, I mean, he had a great life.
Yes, he did.
Plant but, I mean, tree. I always thought of this when we grew up around Nebraska. This was Arbor Lodge. They used to play this for the Arbor Lodge down in Nebraska City.
Oh, really? Okay.
Johnny Appleseed. Remember?
Okay.
Plant a tree. I mean, our state capital and our license plates now. The seed thrower. Man, that guy's planting trees.
And other things.
Johnny Appleseed.
I'll tell you, after this week, this year, I'm sure people are going to have to replant trees. Those beetles are insane. I guess we have a major issue. Everyone seems to, if your car, if your windshield's getting hit by stuff, it's getting hit by beetles.
The Japanese
They're everywhere.
Beetle.
Yeah, I went to the pool yesterday. I stopped out there and the pool was just, it was during the corner of one pool, there's just a pile of them.
Oh, wow.
And then I look in the water, I'm swimming and they're swimming at you. You're like, oh my God.
I mean,
get
you
me
were
near
trees. So you were on a golf course. I was on a golf course.
Yeah.
And trees. Maybe they just like to eat golf courses.
Well, they apparently this is what they do. All right. So when one of them lands on a leaf, it leaves some type of chemical. So all the other beetles know that's safe to eat. And then they all just converge on that particular tree. Unless you treat it with some type of chemical. Then that's what's going to happen. Like Soren Rings like, is getting just killed.
It's like the Beatles leave hobo codes on the leaves.
Yeah.
Like, this place has got a sexy old lady.
Yeah.
And there's warm stew. Remember they would write that like on the fence?
Yeah.
Mean
yeah,
old man.
Codes. Oh, yeah. Mean old man, nice home. They'll feed you.
Might make
has
you
gun,
pray.
Has dog. Yeah. Like they would put, you know, warning signs.
So
like,
Japanese beetles leave hobo codes on leaves.
It's bad.
To say, come get some of this tasty treat.
Mm-hmm. Mm. They just devour it. Just leave the skeleton of the, it's pretty cool what they leave. But yeah, they're freaking everywhere. I went to the restroom in here and they're in there too.
Yeah, they're all over the stew. I mean, they're all over the building.
How are they getting inside?
Are those Japanese beetles or just beetles?
I don't know if those are just beetles because remember, there's also like June bugs. You remember, like there'd be that time in the. I just always remember, like in the swimming pool growing up, you'd just be like, "Oh, we got all the June bugs clogging up the filter," you know.
Oh,
but I just multiple times yesterday, and I played at Players Club. You would be putting, and you would there were beetles going across the green.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Often going at your ball, or it would be like putt around the beetle.
Yeah.
Like we had to scrape beetles off, and a lot of times they're like on your ball.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why
that
is.
You're ready to putt. I always love like when you're ready to tee off and a fly lands on your ball.
Oh, that's
I'm
bonus.
Always like,
does that mean something?
Take a ride, my friend. No, I always fire away. Like I'm like, I wonder what this is going to be like for this fly. He's like riding a jet.
Wait till the day that a butterfly lands on it.
I would never do that. How dare you, sir?
Butterflies are magic.
John Denver, what would he say?
Right.
Plant a tree.
Not punch a tree.
John Denver passed away at the age of 53 in 1997. You know what's weird? He was born in Roswell, New Mexico.
Was he really? Maybe he's an alien. He kind of looked like one with glasses.
So beautiful down there.
Where, in Roswell?
Down in New Mexico.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
Well, he was born before the Roswell incident. So John Denver was born in 1943 in Roswell, and the supposed aliens, like Air Force balloon, that crashed in 1947.
Oh, wow, 47. Holy smokes.
Boo, 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 boo.
Doodly, 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 doo. Bong, bong, bong.
Yeah, so you got all that stuff going on there.
All right.
Sweet John Denver. You know, our parents probably made a lot of love to that. Here, let's hear. Remember, Thank God I'm a Country Boy?
Thank God I'm a Country Boy.
Name, 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 name.
I'm kind of laid back, ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me a
yeah, so it went like that.
I'm instantly thinking, why hasn't anybody redid that song? I mean,
you think that could get redone? I would think that this would be the state motto now. Maybe it still is a Colorado, that Rocky Mountain High. It still is, probably, right?
No, yeah, I'm sure.
Poor man, if you never saw an eagle fly.
Oh, Rocky Mountain High, baby.
Rocky Mountain High.
Why don't we have a jam like this?
I don't know.
Why doesn't Nebraska have a we just...
Yeah, we have the classic kick from Counting Crows. It's Omaha. I don't know. Maybe we do. It just hasn't taken off yet, you know. So,
Colorado. You know. You can't really... It doesn't roll off the tongue. Nebraska.
Nebraska.
I mean, do we have one?
No.
We have Buttes.
They're playing some...
I mean,
some,
I remember...
the Collegewood series during play, they had some band playing some Nebraska song. I don't know what it... I'd never heard it before, but that was kind of the deal.
And it says Nebraska?
Maybe it was Omaha. It was Omaha. Not Nebraska. We don't have a Nebraska song.
I'm sure there is. I'm just saying mainstream. I remember that band. Do you remember Mulberry Lane? They had a Christmas song. And it was, I mean, you have to realize if you want to do a rhymey song to get to Nebraska at the end, you really got to
You got to want it.
You got to look for it. You really got to want it. Most producers you go, let's just put it in Montana or Wyoming. The refrain was something, come on, I want to ask ya. Don't you want to spend Christmas in Nebraska?
They're like,
that was getting after it there. Come on, I want to ask you.
A bit wordy.
Yeah, it is, just a bit. All right, 402-938-9400. That's into the show.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
This is the one and only.
Well, the Coen brothers are coming to Nebraska. The people who made Fargo famous. No Country for Old Men. They are going to begin shooting a miniseries here called The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
How about Raising Arizona, man? That was huge.
Oh, yeah.
So this is the deal. They're going to be out in the panhandle. And starting like August 1st, they're looking for 50, quote, ordinary looking Nebraskans to appear as extras on a wagon train. It's supposed to be like the Oregon Trail.
That's the whole idea. It's a miniseries.
Yeah, look at that.
With six different storylines. Anthology Western following six different storylines.
Wow.
Tyne Daly, James Franco. These are who they have as the cast so far.
Okay. Right.
Maybe this is, you know, still up in the air. They always have Tim Blake Nelson. He's always in every Coen Brothers movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is an ordinary looking Nebraskan, I wonder, look like?
Maybe not like Blue Steel. Like, if you're like, I'm going to go to Hollywood and be an actor with just striking looks, they probably be like, we want it to look like people
like
on
a
the
Nebraskan
panhandle during the Old West.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, but this is pretty cool. They're gonna be coming to Western Nebraska and start shooting. I guess they started the talks earlier this year, and the Coen brothers have been out and checked out areas around there. They're gonna be shooting on some private land, and they're loving what they saw.
How about Tyne Daly getting the lead gig so far?
I know.
She's Cagney and Lacey. Remember Cagney?
I haven't seen her in forever. James Franco, that'll be interesting to see. So I guess it follows a young woman headed west on the Oregon Trail, some High Plains drifters, gold prospectors, and a traveling show. Mm. It's the whole nine yards. Taylor Swift has been keeping a low profile lately, and some people say the way she's been doing that is by being transported via suitcase throughout New York. There are a bunch of guys seen carrying a huge black case out of her apartment in Tribeca and loading it into a van, and people started the speculation that was Taylor inside there.
Oh,
now,
gosh.
I don't know. I don't think that there's probably any truth to the story, but all of her fans think it's really cool that she's, you know, being so stealthy, getting around town. She's said to be working on new music and that there could be a chance that we get new Taylor Swift, like at least a new single by the end of the year.
Who used to enter the stage via a suitcase?
Adele did.
She entered the center. She had to go through the center. Remember, she had the center stage, so she went in through a speaker
case. Can't imagine.
Can you imagine that?
Let me out here. You got me in the speaker case.
Yeah.
Lots of babies apparently on the way. Minda Kaling is reportedly pregnant with her first child, which was a bit of a surprise. You know, she previously, we know her from That Girl, or My Girl, and then she was on The Office. And now she's been voicing a lot of things. And now it comes word that apparently Mindy is expecting. And Jessica Alba announced that she and her husband, Cash Warren, are expecting baby number three. They have a 9-year-old and a five. They have a 9-year-old and a 5.5-year-old daughters, and so it's been a while since they had a baby on board. But I guess three will be the magic number. And Jordan Peele from Key and Peele became a dad.
Any really?
A baby boy named Beaumont Gino Peele. He and his wife eloped back in 2016 after 3 years of dating, and now Jordan is a first time dad.
What's his next movie, man? What's he working on?
He's the one that did the scary one.
Get out.
Get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he sort of has the Midas touch right now. I wish those guys would get back together.
I do
just
too.
For like, give us three episodes of Key and Peele.
I know.
But But man, he's go. I mean, he's not coming back. He's just going to make great movies. I mean, he's a good movie maker.
And R. Kelly is back in the news for a little bit of trouble once again. This guy just can't stay away from the law. He's being accused of holding several young women in his entourage against their will. Some are saying that he's like, it's like a cult. The parents of one of the women, who's 19 years old, she's an aspiring musician from Georgia, say that their daughter is living with R. Kelly, where her communication is monitored and limited, and her every move is controlled by the singer.
I mean, that's always kind of been, he's always been notorious. It's kind of helped his career. He's like the new Rick James. Remember Rick James got in trouble for like him and his girlfriend took, the, you know, the woman accused of being kidnapped as a sex slave. Yeah. Remember that?
No, that's interesting. Kelly's lawyer said that this is, we could only wonder why folks would persist in defaming a great artist who loves his fans. Works 24/7 and takes care of all of the people in his life.
Yeah, Rick James and his wife were accused of kidnapping a 24-year-old girl.
I remember this.
As a love slave in 1993. I mean, this gal gets free and goes right to the police. And Rick James was like, I thought we was just partying. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
She's like, you didn't give me any of that. So R. Kelly back in a little bit of trouble. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Do we have ignition?
Yeah, we do. Would you like to hear some?
Well, because what I always like about ignition is that R. Kelly, supposedly all radio, because I worked in radio at 10, they're like, he's done. He got in trouble again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's always going to play anything. And then Ignition came down and everybody played it and it was a hit.
Well, guess
and
what?
It was like, oh, what a nice proof that as long as the song is good.
I think he's going on tour later this summer too. And I think he has new stuff out. So maybe this will be the same situation. Let me get it.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show
on Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.